Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. One of the most surprising challenges in life is realizing that even when things do start to go according to plan and we feel like we're where we're supposed to be, we oftentimes still find ourselves asking these kinds of questions. Do I look the part? Am I going to be able to be who they need me to be? Am I qualified enough to even try this? Am I good enough or smart enough to see this through? Will I regret being vulnerable and opening up about my story? Will I eventually get the support I need, or will I just have to keep carrying on my own? When you find yourself asking these kind of questions, what matters is that you remember this. In the same way, shadows still find themselves into well-lit rooms, and one way or another, the shadows will find their way into life, even spaces that we might be excited about being in. Even when you feel like you are where you need to be, you might still get nervous. Even when you've gone to school and have experience in your field, you might still feel unqualified. Even when you're surrounded by loving, supportive people, you might still end up wondering if others think you're selfish or vain for going in a new direction in life. These feelings will come and go, and at times you might not even always have words for them. You might just have a moment where you're in the middle of an ordinary task and you start asking yourself, what if it all goes wrong? What if I'm not doing the right thing? When we start doubting ourselves and asking these kinds of questions, we might feel rushed to answer them immediately. But maybe instead of trying to answer these questions, we can breathe deep and choose to accept this. Unanswered questions in daily life are actually a part of the journey. Unanswered questions in daily life are actually a part of the journey. Yes, unanswered questions can be rooted in anxiousness. And what if also they could be rooted in some kind of curiosity? Now, I'm certainly not a therapist and cannot speak to the depths of anxiety in a clinical sense, but as someone who deals with anxiety myself, I have personally begun to challenge myself to leave more room for the questions that rise up, even when I'm doing something I enjoy. I've learned to let the questions rise up, and then I weave them into my art. I weave them into conversations with friends who may also be living with the same questions right now. And slowly but surely, I'm beginning to recognize it is possible to live with questions and come forth in the light anyway. So here's a poem that I wrote called Come Forth Into the Light Anyway. And I hope that you can just take a moment to take these words in. And if any peaceful or calming images pop up as you're listening, I hope that you can just hold on to them as you prepare to carry on for the rest of the day. So here's the poem. Come forth into the light. Come out of your shadows, even if it's just for a little while. Come and discover, right here, right now, no matter the questions that fill your mind, this world is still filled with a million chances to come alive. And out here in the sunlight, you are free to fall in love with the process of learning how to cultivate peace in your life without having to have a reason. And you don't have to be able to explain it. You don't have to have a plan for everything. Just plan on being here now, ready to see what light will reveal to you. May this be the space where you begin to accept that yes, there will be shadows lurking in the corner of so many things you try to do. And even when you're doing what you love, there will be days where you question yourself and wonder if you're doing the right thing. And there might be people who are committed to misunderstanding you. And yet, this is true. Unanswered questions do not have to stop you from coming forth into the light and discovering what brings you joy, peace, and energy to carry on, no matter what remains unknown. Dare to come alive right here. Dare to allow this season to become something worth remembering, no matter what you fear. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you for the rest of the day. What's something you can do today just for the fun of it? Thanks so much for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.